This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اهدي القوم الظالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here online. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. There is darkness. The tunnel is very, very long. We cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, there is chaos across the globe. We don't know what is going to happen. We don't know when this calamity that has befallen us will pass, when it will be removed by the Almighty Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But in all of this, in all of the darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a light and He grants it to certain people. Remember that if you are a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can be a bearer of His light. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He guides to His light whomsoever He wishes. And remember, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the affair of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Indeed, all of his affairs are good for him. In asabathu sarra'u shakara fakana khayran lah. If goodness befalls him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it is good for him. Wa in asabathu darra'u sabara fakana khayran lah. And if evil, bad befalls him, then he has patience and it is good for him. Wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil mu'min. And this is not for anybody except for the believer. So, in these trying times, when the world doesn't know where it is going, when we have no idea what is going to happen, our leaders are also uncertain. They don't know what is going to happen. In fact, just today I was reading about how certain countries are stealing other countries' deliveries of masks and medical supplies. So these are accusations that are out there that are being made by certain countries over others. Hey, why did you steal our medical supplies? Why did you steal our medical equipment? Only a person who has weak faith in their maker or none at all will go out and steal the medical equipment of another. Why? Because they know that whatever is going to come to you will never miss you. A believer knows that whatever is going to come to you will never miss you, and whatever is going to miss you will never come to you. My point here today is that the world is in chaos. Yes, people don't know what is going to happen and what is happening right now. We don't know how we are going to be delivered from this problem. But remember that in the Quran and in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a guiding light. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, amazing is the affair of a believer. All of his affairs are good for him. If something good happens to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something bad has happened to him, he has patience. Why? Because he knows that ultimately, whether it is good or bad, my actions will determine what will happen to me in the Akhirah. So, if I am good in my response to that difficulty, to that hardship, then most definitely my Maker will look after me. He will reward me. He will guide me. And He will grant me so much goodness. So, yes, the tunnel may be dark, but we know that at the end of the tunnel there is light, even though we may not be able to see it. Even though we may not be able to see it. when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the belly of the whale, there was darkness all around him. He didn't know whether he was going to be delivered from that problem. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he knew one thing. And that was, there was light at the end of the tunnel because he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did he do? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that he, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, from the darkness of the belly of the whale, he says, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. Most definitely you are the only one who is worthy of worship. You are the only God worthy of worship. He called out to the being that was the only being that could have helped him at that time. سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Glory be to you, indeed I was from amongst those who had oppressed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says immediately, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. So we responded to him and we removed him from the darkness. Fa in the Arabic language means لِلْتَعْقِيب. It means immediately we responded to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And you know what is so interesting about this? Had Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam not been from amongst those who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the belly of the whale, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal would have kept him there until the day he was resurrected. He says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That if he, Yunus, was not from amongst those who glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would have remained in the belly of the whale until the day of Qiyamah. They are those from amongst us who will not heed and not take a lesson from this. They will not learn. They will continue with their ways and in their ways. Do you know what? Even when the tunnel has ended for other people, they have come out at the other side. They are in the bright sunshine. You will remain within your darkness. Why? Because you did not hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it was the chance for you to do so. So now is the chance for us to hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. O you who have believed, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have his consciousness and believe in his messenger. He will grant you double fold of his rahmah, and he will grant you a light with which you will walk, with which you will walk. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And he will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. The light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given to those who have consciousness of him. They understand that ultimately my maker is in charge here. He knows what is going on in our lives. He knows the problems that we are in. All I have to do is raise my hands to him and he will protect me, he will save me, he will cure him. You see, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they understood this. And this is why even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he did not know what had happened to him, he was not almost certain as to what was going on. And the archangel Jibreel came down to him. He was worried that what is going on. And he came down to his wife and said, Wallahi khashitu ala nafsi. I was fearing for myself. I didn't know what was happening, what was going to happen to me, whether I was going to live or die Imagine seeing a creature whose wing, one of his wings, is from one horizon to the next. And all of a sudden he's in front of you and you see him. He became fearful for his life. So Khadija radiyallahu anha tells him, Kalla wallahi lan yukhzika Allah abada. Most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave you. He will not abandon you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would deliver him from his problems, from his difficulties, from his hardships. This is the lifeline that is being thrown to us. It is the very lifeline that went to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And it is the very lifeline that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and all of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So it is one light from one source, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is granting us the chance to repent and to turn to Him and to look for the light in Him. Remember one thing, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in these times, dua is one of the most powerful weapons that we have. One of the most powerful weapons against any disease, against any difficulty, calamity, hardship. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my worshippers ask you, O Muhammad, about me, then I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ. I respond to the dua of a person who calls out to me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So let them respond to me and وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي and believe in me so that they may attain guidance. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nearer and closer to you than your jugular vein. You see how close this jugular vein is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to you than that. If He wants to take you in a split moment, you will be taken. If He wants to grant you life, He will grant you life. So turn to that being in whom your life is in His control. In His hands is your life. Turn to Him and He will save you. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu mentions that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. So the people began to shout out with takbir and they began to shout out with dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something very interesting. Irba'u ala anfusikum fa innakum laysa tad'una asam wala ghaiba. Calm down, hold yourselves back, for indeed you are not calling out to He who is dumb. Neither are you calling out to He who is absent. إِنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا قَرِيبًا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ. Indeed, you are calling out to He who is all hearing and He is near and He is with you. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you are going through and He hears you. You don't need to shout out loud for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hear you. You could be whispering into the earth and He who is above the heavens will respond to you. So make sure when you make that dua, when you call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then call in the manner that He wants you to call out to Him. Praise Him, praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then raise your hands. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Lastly, I'd like to draw our attention to something very interesting. And that is that this may actually be good altogether for humanity at large in the greater picture. Yes, when we take a look at it, it is something bad in our eyes. We know that it is not good. We know that there is disease spreading, people are dying. That is not something good. But in the grand scheme of things, there is a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why He says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And indeed, you may despise something, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lot of goodness in it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lot of goodness in it. So don't think that this situation is definitely all bad and there is nothing good that is going to come out of it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. And as long as we place our trust in Him and we believe in Him, He will protect us, He will guide us, and He will deliver us from this problem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to guide us and to cure our ill and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.